Hello.
Hi, Larry. It's Emmanuel
Yeah.
off the recorded line.
Got you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, I heard some music, but you can hear me, right?
I can definitely hear you breaking up just slightly, so.
Okay. Yeah, there we are. I had you on both lines. So this next question just asks for your height in feet and inches and then your weight.
I'm 5'10", 220 pounds.
220, okay. And then this is your cell phone, 616-655-4300.
Yep.
And what would be the best email address for you?
This TonyMayo1100@gmail.com. So TonyMayo1100@gmail.com.
Thank you. And then about how many times a month or a year would you say you use the Roundup?
I use the Roundup 2-3 times a week.
2-3 times a week, okay. So let's say at 3 times a week times 52 weeks a year, that's 156. So we'll say 156 times a year. And then you would have sprayed the product for at least a year before you were diagnosed, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you would have stopped spraying around the time you got diagnosed back in 2011?
Yep. All
right. And then you said you started in about 1999. So let me put that there. And then did you usually get like the concentrate and mix it yourself, or would you buy the pre-mixed one with the sprayer?
No, the concentrate.
Okay, let me type this up 1 second. Okay. And then did you normally wear protective gear when applying it?
Not all the time. I'm not going to say I did every time.
Okay. And then this one's asking about how big of an area But I think that varied because of your business. You did different homes and different
mm-hmm.
businesses, so it really would have varied, right?
Yep.
Okay, let me type this up. So Larry did this as a business, and the sizes of the projects would vary. Okay. And then in what state did you primarily use the product in?
Oh, both. Like in the winter, I would come down to Texas. So, both.
I'm sorry, in Texas?
Both. Michigan and Texas, yes.
Michigan and Texas. Okay, it only lets me click one, so which one do you think you sprayed more in?
Texas, for
Texas.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, because the properties are bigger, huh?
Yeah, and more weather and work, too.
Yeah, it stays warmer longer.
Exactly.
Okay, and then you were directly spraying the product, right?
Yep, out of a spray bottle and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and then this one's asking how you were first exposed to the Roundup. Was that commercially or residentially that you were first exposed to it?
Oh, residentially.
Let me type it up. Was first exposed residentially. But later started a business and would use it exclusively. Okay. And then we'll put every time you were there during the application. And then this one's asking about how many exposures in your lifetime. So it was about 156 uses a year times 12 years. That gives us about 1,872. And then are you on well or city water?
Oh, city water.
Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange, or no?
No.
Okay. And then when you bought the product, was it like at small mom and pop hardware stores and gardening stores, or was it like Home Depot and bigger box stores?
Home Depot, yeah.
Okay. And I know it's been a few years since you last used the product, so it's okay if you don't. I'm just required to ask. Do you have any receipts or any empty containers or anything like that?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay. And then have you ever been a smoker or no?
No, no smoking, no drinking.
And then are you currently employed, self-employed, or on a fixed income?
Oh, self-employed.
And then what is your job title?
Oh, I rehab homes.
Okay. So like a flipper?
Yep.
Okay. And then have you lost any time of work because of surgery or treatments related to your condition?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Approximately the dates that you've been unable to work?
It was almost a year and a half. So I was doing the mono stuff for 6 months, and I would say almost 2 years.
Okay.
Like back and forth, on and off.
And then those would have been maybe 2011 to 2022?
All the way from 2011 to 2013, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, 2003. I've brain fart. I don't know why I said 2022. I'm sorry about that. And then have you ever been in the military?
No, I have not.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' comp?
No, I have not.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime or no?
No.
And then I will find the address for the hospital that diagnosed you. I just need the name and the city it's in.
It's Baylor Scott and White. It's on 20 Texas, 75126.
And I'm sorry, which city?
20, Texas.
20, let me see.
It's on Highway US 80.
I'm trying to... Highway 80. Right there in Forney, right?
Yep, 75126.
Okay, yep, all right, perfect, thank you. And then do you remember your doctor's name?
Dr. Hortum, Victor Hortum.
Fordham. There it is. Does he have a mustache?
Only at a time, though.
No. At a time, no. Okay. I see. I see him here. Let me grab all his info and port it over 1 second. Sorry, I'm not the fastest typer. It doesn't let me copy and paste on this database, so I have to type it up.
Oh, no worries, no worries, no worries.
And then either yourself or the doctor would have medical records, correct? And then around, I know you said you got treatment for at least 6 months. When did those treatments start? Do you recall?
August 11, 2011.
August, okay.
June, August, one of them. July, someone.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Yeah.
And then so I'm going to read off a list here. Tell me which ones apply to you. Did you do stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery?
I did chemo and immunotherapy.
Called,
right? Yeah.
Yep.
I
okay. And then what's your current mailing address?
1172 Gill Avenue, Northeast, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49503. Oh, excuse me.
Okay, perfect. And then we're just about done. There's a couple more sections here. This one asks if you want to leave an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
I mean, I can, yeah.
Okay. Do you live with this contact or no?
Yes, it's my mom, yeah.
Okay. And we would have permission to contact her if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Her name?
Helena Jones. Helena.
And her number?
616-451-2723.
2723. And then the last portion here should be for the HIPAA medical compliance section to allow the firm to retrieve your records. Date of birth?
February 21, 1977.
And then the social?
I can give you my last four.
Sure.
8709.
And then you should be getting a DocuSign automated text message from DocuSign here shortly to do an e-signature.
It's coming through my email or text?
Yeah, it's going to come via text and email. I can't see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap when that gets to you, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to guide on what to tap. But it's still spinning, so you should get that any second.
I think I got a text, right?
Okay, yeah,
right
that
now.
Should be it.
Okay, says a manual.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
And I have you on speaker, too, so
okay.
Do you agree to receive? Yes. Okay, I'm going to do it through my email. I think it's easier to do this one here, through
sure.
my email. Okay, I had to agree first, right?
Right, mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and that's lead me to page 2. It says signature here. Required initial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold up. So initial here too, right?
Right, wherever it has a...
I mean, it's just jumping every time I press sign, so.
Yeah, you'll know you did it right once you see a yellow finish button, and if it lets you submit it, then we didn't miss anything, and if it doesn't, then we missed something somewhere.
Okay, and it says start sending and signing today.
All right.
That's pretty much I'm done, right?
You're all set. So you should
have
it.
I press to get started. It says get started, but
no. It's going to try to get you to sign up for an account. You don't need to do that. So you're all set. The 949 number you see on the caller ID is my direct line, so if you need to get a hold of me for any reason, you can call or text that number. But other than that, the firm should be calling you in about a week or two to introduce themselves, and then you're all set until then.
I don't have the 949 number at all, brother.
It's the one on the caller ID, the one I'm talking to you on right now.
It didn't come through. Oh, I see it now. Yeah, I got it.
Yep. That's me. But other than that, you're all set. Thank you.
So when should I be hearing some?
They should call usually in about, depending on how backed up they are, it's usually like 1 or 2 weeks. If they're super backed up, it could be maybe another week. But that's why I give you my direct line. So if you want to see where you are with them, you can just let me know. Cause
now,
usually
who
will
be
today,
though? I'm asking.
Oh, around with the that I'm not certain. They will call throughout the week at different hours depending on their availability, but they'll leave you a voicemail if they can't get a hold of you, or if they need, you know, if they can't get a hold of you, I'll reach out myself and just let you know that they're trying to get a hold of you.
Alrighty.
All right.
All right.
Thanks,
brother.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.